إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونصلي ونسلم ونبارك على الحبيب المصطفى، اللهم صل وسلم على حبيبك ومصطفاك واجعلنا من شفعائه يوم لا ظل إلا ظلك يا كريم. أما بعد، dear brothers and sisters, today we will touch base on something that we really need to understand, and we remind ourselves with it: the relationship between husbands and wives. How can that be maintained in a peaceful way? And how could that be continuously maintained in a peaceful way? Because it's very challenging to keep it peacefully along the way. It's always started in a very nice way, and God knows what will happen all the way through. We have to remind ourselves first of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He mentioned mankind, we are equal. إِنِّي جَعَلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. When He started before the creation of Adam, قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُسْفِكُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءِ. This means that we are equal. قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءِ. That means those people who will disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and will be disobeying and not believing to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started with this creation because we are equal. And even started وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُونَ إِلَيْهَا. We are equal in creation, that's one. And in that relationship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started with this one. In Surah Ar-Rum, Allah reminds us, جَعَلَ لَكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُونَ إِلَيْهَا. السكنة لتسكنوا إليها. That means, first of all, how is that relationship can be maintained? The selection between the man and wife. Now, you have to understand that you are being ordered as a man to marry. So that's mandatory for a Muslim. Don't just live without marriage. You have to. So it's mandatory, because I know that some people just love live like this. That's not a Muslim. Marriage is mandatory upon Muslims. That's one. Two, you select the wife. That's a very important part, the selection itself. And the selection has to be maintained, because a woman or a man, both at the same time, when you are young, you are smart, you are, and you are, and so on. But along and after some years, you're not going to be that smart. You're not going to be that beautiful, and so on. But what will stay, is you, the person, the belief, the behavior, the faith to Allah. That doesn't go. And this is the most important thing. The selection of a wife who he knows and believes in Allah and willing to maintain that relationship between both. And to maintain that relationship is a very important thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us, وَعَامِلُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. So that means you have to deal and treat your wife بالمعروف. والمعروف is a general word in the Arabic, the best of your capability. The best way of your capability. What does that mean, the best way of your capability? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that one, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ يَجْعَلُ لَهُمْ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّ. In the end of Surah Al-Kahf, Surah Al-Isra, Al-Wud, what's Wud? Al-Wud is not the love. Wud is a higher degree of this one. Because the relationship between a husband and a wife is not only love. That is not the point. The point is wood, which is higher than this. Love is part of it. Al-wood is meant more than this. So what's wood includes? Includes forgiveness. Includes that you are going to hate some of her habits, and she is going to do this. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Maybe what you hate in your wife is actually good on the other side, but you don't know this. And also the other side as well. Each and every one of us has his shortcomings. We are not perfect. If she has some habits which is bad in your in what you think, you probably have an equal thing. So you have to remember that I have bad habits and she has bad habits. And if I maintain and accept the bad habits and I can live with it, the other side will maintain the same thing. And that's the most important thing. You have to understand that this relationship is under the supervision from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُم مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. مَوَدَّة, not حُب, الود والرحمة, merciful, forgiveness. This is most important thing. When you look at the life of Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, a lot of times his wives do a lot of wrong things, things that really drive any man extremely angry. But because Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام was the example that we have to follow, he showed us how patience and forgiveness. And not only this, sometimes an error or a mistake happens, just ignore it, don't talk about it, as if it didn't happen. Select the right time to do this. And this is one of the things that you have to maintain. If you are going to select or waiting for errors to happen and then you maintain your stay or your case or anything, life is not going to continue like this. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. So that means both sides has to have that strategy. How can I maintain this relationship and continuously be in peace? First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you. And when I say you, I mean the man, I mean not the wife. Both. Under that watching. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam ordered the wife to be in obedience to the husband. Now, the word obedience, some woman, why can I be obedient? I have my own personality and freedom and blah 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 and all of that nonsense that we hear. What does that obedience mean? الرضاء لحد الطاعة إلى حد رضاء النفس. What does that mean? Sometimes you order for people to do something. I can do it, and maybe I'll come back to you and tell you that was wrong, but I just do it for you. There is a difference between I disobey and I challenge, which means confrontation, and I obey and I'll come back to you and tell you that's what was wrong, but I just did it for you. And that means, you know, that you just skip it, you just let me go with it. You have to understand, as we Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, الرِّجَالُ قَوَّمُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ. الْقِوَامَ doesn't mean you are better. And when Allah mentioned this one, he said الرِّجَال, he didn't say husband, he didn't say أزواج, he said men. وَالنِّسَاءِ general, woman. And that means could be my sister, could be any woman, it doesn't matter if she's wife or not. What's قوامة? القوامة, and this is, you have to understand a bit of Arabic grammar. قوام in the way of فعال, that means كثير القيام. He did this قيام as a function many, many times. And قيام here means that you have more responsibilities. القائم على الشيء, that means he's more responsible. He maintained it, he managed it. He has more responsibility than the woman. Doesn't mean that you have, according to this, you have to do whatever you like. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us the strategy of disobedience, or the strategy of what you have to do within what's allowed. تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَعْتَدُوهَا. And in another ayah, تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَقْرَبُوهَا. If it's an order from Allah, Allah always used تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ, the borders of حُدُودُ اللَّهِ, لا تقربوها. يعني don't get yourself to the border. That means you are about to disobey. So do not exceed the limit. Do not exceed the limit. And that means the limit, you have different options within the limit.
You have different options within that limit. And you have to understand this one. To maintain this التعامل الحسنى, you have to understand that it's a mandatory upon you. It's not only love, it's mercy, it's forgiveness. It's to let that ship going forward. This is something in order for us. As man, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that relationship is, as I told you, under the supervision from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more you maintain that peaceful life, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that relationship. Anyone of the inside disobeying this one is disobeying Allah. And you have to know something very well. One of the main skills of shaitan is to screw up this relationship, to spoil that relationship between the man and wife. And Allah told us this explicitly in Surah Al-Baqarah. Explicitly, it's one of the shaitan's skills. وَلِعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ فَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مِنْهُمَ مَا يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ. Specifically, to split between the man and his wife. It's one of the main skills of shaitan. So such in case that you have a problem with your wife, you have to be sure shaitan is here. Because that's one of his main skills, is to screw up this and to spoil that relationship at all. And always maintain that when you are that min as-sabirin, both sides, as I told you, no one is perfect. And that means you are maintaining this life and you are maintaining that relationship, because the winners are the children. The winners are the children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders us to build that relationship in that way. And we have to maintain it in that peaceful way. The selection, the relationship. Not only this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala order us, أَسْكِنُوهُمْ مِنْ حَيْسُ سَكَنْتُمْ مِنْ وِجْدِكُمْ وَلَا تُضَرُّوهُنْ لِتُضَيِّقُوا عَلَيْهِنْ. أَسْكِنُوهُنَّ مِنْ حَيْسُ سَكَنْتُمْ مِنْ وِجْدِكُمْ. That means you have to, this is the main point, you have to, your wife has to live in the same standard of living that you are living. So whatever your income, she has to enjoy this. She is the wife. She has the right that you give her enough money to maintain that level as per your income. Can brothers please step one step ahead, please? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Qawama said, Al-Qawamuna ala nisa. What is the skills of this Qawama? Al-Infaq. To spend. To spend. That's the main point. If the wife is working, that's an optional thing. You have to understand this. Working for a woman is optional. Working for men is mandatory. For a woman or for a wife, it's optional. You are the responsible, not her. I'll repeat. You are the responsible, not her. If she's going to spend something out of her own money, that's up to her. Optional. You are the responsible. الرجال قوامون على النساء بعضهم بما أنفقوا. يعني however, how can you spend at that level? Whatever income, up to your limits. And not only this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He mentioned that house where you live with your wife, لا تخرجوهن من بيوتهن. That house that you have, or flat, wherever you, it's her house. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, min biyutihin, it's not yours, it's her. Now you're going to tell me, wait a minute, I'm paying the mortgage. Yeah. I'm talking about who managed that house, who maintained this mercy. It's her. لا تخرجوهن من بيوتهن إلا أن يأتينا بفاحشة مبينة. So that means it's her house, it's not yours. Can you imagine this? That's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at this. Now, you have to know something. Some people go with this divorce and all of that. Fine. And everybody is trying to cut the rights of the others. Don't try to play games here. Why? Two things are not forgiven by asking Allah forgiveness. Two things. Whatever you ask Allah for forgiveness, no. Yes, you are تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. الدين والحقوق. Meaning, if you are in debt to someone, pay him back his money. If you die and you are still in debt, the first thing, money has to go to this person. The first thing, Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, when one of the Sahaba died, the first question, a'alayhi dayn? Is he in debt to anyone? It's not something that you ask Allah for forgiveness. It's mandatory that you paid. That's one. والحقوق, the rights of others. What does it mean includes? Includes if you have the rights of your wife or vice versa or anyone else. So if you maintain to manipulate and be smart and get more money or whatever it is, in the day of judgment, that doesn't work. So keep in mind this. Never ever manipulate in this area. It's a full responsibility on both sides. On both sides. So do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala order you to do. Do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala order you to do, because whatever you do smartly, in the day of judgment, so it's different. And this is khashyatillah. And this is khashyatillah. Khashyatillah means what? Means anything you do, you always remember Allah is watching you, is watching us. Man or woman, it doesn't matter. This is huquq, rights. Rights for you and rights for her. So you have to understand this. It doesn't go this way. So this is something very important for us as a Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, divorce between man and woman, abghad al-halal, the worst thing, the most hated thing for Allah. But even at this time, look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, عاملهن بالمعروف أو سرحهن بالمعروف. Subhanallah. So even a divorce بالمعروف, that means nicely, peacefully, no problem. There is no need for this. Ulama said, how to know a believer in his relationship with his wife? The believer in أحب زوجته, يعني if he's a true believer, he's always going to treat her nicely. وَإِنْ أَبْغَضَهَا, if he hates her, divorce, whatever it is, لَا يَظْلِمَهَا, he's always fair, never ever being unfair. Why? Because a believer, he knows that I am watched by Allah. So whatever happens, I'll do what Allah ordered me to do. سَرِّحُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. No problems, no fighting. There is no need for this. So you have to understand that our relationship is under that type of probation, watching from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, you have to know, and this is one of the things that always happens between man and woman, and I've heard it many times. A husband hates his wife. Why? Because all I have is girls. She's giving me girls, no boys. Subhanak ya Rabbi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to us, first of all, يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورِ. That means, to have a boy or a girl is a given from Allah. Okay? It's not from the woman. That's one. Two, in the end of Surah Al-Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, the type of sex, boy or a girl, is for you, the man. The woman has no place in this. أَلَمْ يَكُنْ نُطْفَةً مِنْ مَنِيٍّ يُمْنَى. Allah is talking about mankind. Look at the ayah to the end. مَنِي, sperm. يُمْنَى, يُصَبْ, يُقْذَفْ, emitted. أَلَمْ يَكُنْ نُطْفَةً مِنْ مَنِيٍّ يُمْنَى ثُمَّ كَانَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقَ فَسَوَّى. عَلَقَة, that means a clot. خَلَقَ, عَلَقَة, that means hanging. حَمْد. فَجَعَلَ مِنْهُ الزَّوْجَيْنِ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى. And then it becomes either a man or a woman. Where is the woman in this equation? Doesn't exist. So the decision of having a boy or a girl is the man. The woman is an incubator, is a place where the baby is going to grow up, but doesn't decide if it's a boy or a girl. It's the man. Subhanak ya Rabbi. 1400 years ago, the Sahaba knows it's the man. Always in this problem. and they know that it's me, it's not her. أَلَمْ يَكُنْ نُطْفَةً مِنْ مَنِيٍّ يُمْنَى ثُمَّ كَانَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقَ فَسَوَّى فَجَعَلَ مِنْهُ الزَّوْجَيْنِ الذَّكَرَ أَوْ وَالْأُنْثَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this. So whatever you have, it's a, first of all, hiba. Allah mentioned yahab. It's a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his gift. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى. اليمين والشمال مضلة والطريق الوسطى هي الجادة عليها دار الكتاب ومنبر السنة. هلك من ادعى وخاب من افترى وهلك أعداؤنا وأعداء الله. Brothers and sisters, we have to highlight an extremely important point here. Relationship between a man and a woman in Islam. What does that is about? Boyfriends and girlfriends, and I've seen Muslims getting into this one. It's absolutely forbidden. And you have to understand how it's forbidden. Where is forbidden comes from? Okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he mentioned adultery or fornication, by the way, adultery and fornication in Arabic means one thing, because it's disobeying to Allah. Okay? Because in English it's before marriage and after marriage, both of them are forbidden. It doesn't matter. And it's major, major sin. Look in the Quran, you will find some things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said explicitly, it's forbidden. حرم عليكم الميتة والدم ولحم الخنزير وما أهل لغير الله. It's explicitly forbidden. The word forbidden, حرم. Things that has attraction is more than forbidden, is above forbidden. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned اجتنبوا. Don't get near to it. Don't get near to this. Be aware of this and those things that has attraction. إن الخمر والميسر والأنصاب والأزلام رجس من عمل الشيطان فاجتنبوه. Be aware of this. It's more than forbidden. Don't get the first step to it. زنا, adultery or fornication, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, واجتنبوا الزنا. إنه كان فاحشة وساء سبيلا. اجتنبوه. Be aware of it. Don't get near to it. Don't get the first step. Because when that happens, it doesn't happen directly. You have to, first of all, you have to get to introduce to someone. It's a smile, it's a talk, it's a chat, and so on and so on and so on. God knows what will happen. Don't start this. This is ijtinab. Don't do it up front. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us this. الذين يتخذون أخدان خادنات وليعوذ بالله. Allah mentioned this is a very unique word in Arabic. الخادنة, not خادمة, الخادنة بالنون. That means the girlfriend, the one you are having sex with without marriage. أخدان. And that's absolutely forbidden. Don't tell me she's not a Muslim. It's equal. Doesn't mention that in Quran. Don't come up with all our own rules, because I've heard these ones many, many times. Oh, but she's not a Muslim. Give me something in Quran says that if she is not a Muslim, you are allowed to do this. Nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning a behavior. It's absolutely forbidden. The behavior is forbidden, whether it's a Muslim or non-Muslim. Don't justify your action. This is the main point. It's absolutely forbidden. Fornication or adultery. It's absolutely forbidden to have relationship out of marriage. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it very clear. Don't get to the mistake. Don't take the steps to it. وَلِعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. Shaitan is very good in this. And I've heard it from some people. I'm adult enough. I don't think I'm going to be doing this. No, you are not adult for shaitan. Once you get to this, you are shaitan's toy. Literally, you are shaitan's toy. He could do whatever he wants. Shaitan's skills is the following, and I've probably mentioned, but I'll mention it again. His function is to do one thing, is to make you disobey Allah, whatever it is. However that disobedience, that's his function. So, I'll give you the example. If Allah, it didn't happen, if Allah tell you, for example, don't drink apple juice, for example. It's not forbidden. Shaitan will tell you, apple juice is great. It's very good for your heart. How come you don't drink this? Because his obedience is not the apple or the apple juice. His point is to disobey Allah. So he's finding his way to make you not stop you from praying, stop you from praying paying zakah, stop you from doing siyam, pushing you to do zina. If you can't do zina, I say talk to her. If you can't do that, just do a chatting. If you can't do that, just send an email and so on. So you're getting, he started with the less little one. He managed to make it. He's going to one step forward, one step ahead, one step ahead. That's his skills. He's very, very well skilled. More than whatever you can think of. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Quran many, a lot of skills of shaitan. Maybe I'll explain it to you in another khutbah. He has many skills and many capabilities to push you whatever he wants you to do. Unless you stop, he's not going to stop. Unless he finds the way through yourself, he's going to push you. He's going to push you. Because once you put yourself in a weak position to shaitan, you are his toy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him this. هَلْ أَدُلُّكَ عَلَى شَجَرَةِ الْخُلْدِ وَمُلْكٍ لَا يَبْلَى. That's one of the skills he did with Adam. عَلَى شَجَرَةِ الْخُلْدِ وَمُلْكٍ لَا يَبْلَى. يعني should I tell you a tree that will, if you eat it, you will live forever. وَمُلْكٍ لَا يَبْلَى. You will not die forever. Could it happen? No. But this is one of the shaitan. الغرور. الغرور, what does it mean? You imagine things that will never ever happen. And shaitan makes you believe in it. Shaitan makes you very nice to continue in it. زَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Brothers and sisters, I'm highlighting a behavior that I've seen Muslims do it, men or women. And I'm highlighting it's one of the major sins. وَلِعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. Don't get yourself to this area. And always do something very important. One of the things that Al-Imam Ibn al-Jawziyyah mentioned, this one. The sin is not about if it's a major or minor. Because some people say, it's a minor. Is it minor or major? As if it's a, should I do it or not? Major or minor, it's a sin. It's something that we have ordered not to do it. Whether it's a minor or a major. And Ibn al-Jawziyyah, what he said, it's not about the obedience. When you do the sin, remember something. If you can remember this, it will stop you. تذكر جلال الله عند المعصية. يعني remember the glory of Allah when you disobey, whether it's a minor or a major. Something will stop you. Something will stop you if you remember جلال الله, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has this glory. That will stop you. Don't ask it's a major or a minor, then it's a minor, as if I'm allowed to do it. It's a minor thing, it's okay. No. تذكر جلال الله. That will stop you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who ordered you to do this, remember, you will stand someday in front of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask you about these things. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَلَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the beginning of Surah Al-Hajj, يَوْمَ تَزْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضَعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ وَطَبَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. That's the day of judgment. It's even if you are the best and you are believing Allah, you will stand scared to death. Then there is no death. Remember that. Remember always جلال الله, the glory of Allah that you are disobeying. That will stop you to think, is it a minor or a major thing? Brothers and sisters, I don't want to make it longer than this, but I've highlighted very important points. Your relationship with your wife, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has maintained this one, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. That would, mercy, forgiveness, that's the main thing you have to maintain. That will keep that vessel going forward. Always remember Allah when you disobey. Once you remember Allah will disobey and the glory of Allah, that will stop you. The problem is, if you don't remember this one. Always remember, fornication or adultery is absolutely forbidden. Don't get even the first step. Don't think you are smarter than the shaitan, which the shaitan is always doing. Wallahi, wallahi, I've heard it from one of the people. He said, he cannot control me. I'm in full control. This is what the shaitan is telling you. You are in full control. You are not. Once you think you are in full control, he is laughing. You are not. The only way to be in full control is to remember Allah. That's now you are in full control. Allahumma inna nastaghfiruka dhunubana ya arhamar rahimin. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من أن نعصيك يا رب العالمين اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من ذنوبنا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم استرنا فوق الأرض وعند العرض يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم اغفر لنا الذنوب واستر لنا العيوب يا رب العالمين اللهم ارزق أزواجنا وبناتنا نعمة العفة والحجاب يا رب العالمين اللهم اعصمنا من الذنوب يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم اهدنا واهد أولادنا وأزواجنا وزوجاتنا لما ترضاه يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما وتفرقنا تفرقا معصوما يا رب العالمين ولا تجعل فينا ضالا ولا محروما يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم اللهم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا رب العالمين اللهم اعصمنا من الزنا يا رب العالمين اللهم اعصمنا من الزنا يا رب العالمين واعصم أولادنا وأزواجنا من الزنا وأنت أكرم الأكرمين يا رب العالمين اللهم اعفنا واعف عنا يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم تجاوز عن خطايانا برحمتك وأنت أرحم الراحمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم واستغفروه يغفر لكم وأقم الصلاة